West Ambler Johnston Hall is quiet today. Most of the 900 students who live there have gone home until classes resume on Monday. Many stayed in the dorm this week, even as investigators combed the fourth floor where Emily Hilscher and Ryan Clark were killed. NPR's Greg Allen has that story.
It was a macabre sign that Virginia Tech is intent on getting things back to normal. At West Ambler Johnston Hall yesterday, a hazardous material response company, a cleanup crew, was there starting the job of turning a crime scene back into a dorm room. Inside the dorm, the elevators and the central stairwell are closed off with police tape. It's a seven-story stone building, solidly built and now eerily quiet. Like many students, Aaron Mesher was packing up, heading home for a few days. On Monday, when the shootings occurred, she was sleeping and learned about them an hour later from her resident advisor. She says she hasn't felt comfortable in her dorm room since.
Came in here, slept, woke up, and started packing my things, and now I'm going home.
Did you get a sense on how the whole dorm was different last night versus your typical night?
Yeah, because I would walk in the hallway and there's no one there, so go in the bathroom and there's no one in there.
Home for Mesher is Centerville, Virginia. Oddly enough, she attended the same high school as Song-Wee Cho and two of his shooting victims. While she didn't know Cho, she did know one of his first victims, dorm resident advisor Ryan Clark.
Oh, he was just so nice and so, like, helping, like, I don't know, like, every time. He's, like, held the door for me so many times. He'd, like, run up and be like, I can get that for you, and he'd open the door for me, and like, he was just so friendly and outgoing and just seemed like a really nice guy.
What no one else at the dorm or anywhere at Virginia Tech has explained is why Cho came to Hilscher's room in the first place. Outside the dorm yesterday, it was a day of reunions as parents arrived to take their children home for the weekend. Sam Leek, a junior from Fort Belvoir, Virginia, says even though he lives just a few floors from the crime scene, it's taken a while for it all to sink in.
At first, it wasn't a big deal, but now that I'm walking around and seeing the police tape, and then I realize it's like part of the crime scene, and I watched it on TV last night, and I saw that they were showing West Ambler Johnston, and I was like, oh, that's where I live.
The question for many now, including Leek, is how dorm life will change at Ambler Johnston.
What about when you come back? You going to be able to come back here, do you think?
We'll see. I'm talking about my parents. And then, but I think that it'll be good for me to probably try to encourage people and be with all the other students that I've made friends with this year.
As the events of the last few days have shown, Virginia Tech is a place where the hackneyed phrase school spirit is taken very seriously. Everywhere on campus, students, faculty members, and visitors are wearing orange and maroon. It's a spirit that student Rochelle Hill says will bring most students back to Ambler Johnston when classes resume next week.
I hear them saying that they want to stay here to support one another and be there for each other. No matter what happened in this dormitory, it's that they want to be there for each other.
Another reason they'll return is to honor the memory of their friends. Hill was part of a small ceremony this week. A group of resident advisor Ryan Clark's friends came back to Ambler Johnston. They exchanged memories about Clark, and on the ground outside the place where he gave his life, they left behind a single white rose. Greg Allen, NPR News, Blacksburg.